here on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Before we go further, I'd like to mention we saw an Emes Liyakev, Meven Ezra from Hashiva, Abyankev Zechena Levroche. He said something very interesting. He had mentioned yesterday there's a Machlokes HaPoskim Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, there's no Din Yichud. So there's a machlokes ha'poskim exactly what does Pesach Pasuach mean. Others say Pesach Pasuach means that the door is wide open. So whatever is going on in the house is visible to the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Or others hold that it could be closed, the door, but not locked. So someone could come in. So Rav Yankiv wants to say, Nire shamachlokes hoiso tluye bin hoge hamadinis. He says, those places, Shenogu, Shashchenim, Hoyu, Nichnosim, Lebayis, Beli, Litvai, Kaidim. And the Medina is that one entered the house without knocking. Chemoisha Osu, Harbe, Belitte, and that's how it was in the Litte. And I saw once, the Briskerov said on Rab Chaim, that the house of Rab Chaim, one could not compare it to a Rishus Haram. Rishus Haram, there's also some laws. You can't do whatever you want in a Rishus HaRabim. You put out your chair or your bed in the Rishus HaRabim. You can't do that. Rishus HaRabim is also certain guidelines. He says, the Beisei Shel Rab Chaim, there was no such thing. A person came in to eat, someone sleeping on a bed, he just woke him up and said, I told him, this is my bed. It was Mamish HaHefkeres. That was Beisei Shel Rab Chaim. But I said, that was Miniglitte. So Rabbi Yankev says, so over there, the people felt very Hamish, the laws. So Mamela are you nichnosim belitvaikaidam. It's us, Avshadelis Gura Eichsha Shikha, so the door is closed, so what doesn't mean anything. There's no guarantee that no one's gonna open barge in the next minute. In the places where they were Makbid, Ashkenaz was in Germany there was already you don't walk in without knocking, there's to be some dachet. In Cain, so if the door is closed, it's also awesome. That means if it's ish v'isha achas, one should be machmer. Ba'ifen shal yichud darabonon, a ish v'tu noshim, one could be made. Now let us go further. We have a Moyerdiki Gemara here. Omar Rav Kahane, this is two lines before the lines start getting wide. Omar Rav Kahane. Anoshim mi bachutz, venoshim mi bifnim. You have two rooms. There's a cheder pnimi and a cheder chitzai. That means the only way you can get to the cheder pnimi is walking through the cheder chitzai. And the only way you can leave the cheder pnimi is going through the cheder chitzai. Omar Rav Kahane. So Rav Kahane said like this, Anoshim mi bachutz. Let us say for practical purposes, you have two men in the cheder chitzai. V'noshim mi bifnim, and you have two women in the cheder pnimi. Ein choyshishin mishum yichud, there's no problem of yichud. Anoshim mi bifnim, but if you have two men in the inside room, V'noshim mi bachutz, then there's a chash of yichud. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Anoshim bachutz bebayis achitzayim. V'noshim bepnimi, and there are women in the inside room, ein choshishin mishim yichud. So Rashi explains, why not? Shachitzayim ein lahem derech lefnim. They have no reason for going to the cheder apnimi. What is he doing over there? He goes out from the cheder achitzim. You go out to the Rishus HaRabim. But the women who are in the inside, whoever is in the inside room, they have to go out. They want to leave the building. They have to go to the outside room to leave the building. Hilka, therefore, anoshim bifnim v'noshim bachutz. If you have men in the inside room and women in the outside room, so now if one man wants to leave the house, so what does he do? He goes to the outside room. Now, who's in the outside room? Two women are there. So you have one man and two women. There's an Isra of Yichud. And this situation has to occur, unless he has a helicopter. But without a helicopter, the only way he leaves the house is by going through the outside room, and he's there with two noshim. So memeile, v'yishachadim ha-noshim. So therefore, so that's what Rav Kahane says. Rav Kahane says, we'll soon see Echazay Nisham this Gemara, but just let's say the Ibra of the Gemara. So Rav Kahane says, if you have women in the Pnimi and men in the Chitzayni, there is no problem. The women have to go through the Chitzayni, but there's two men there. Isha Achaz Meshechemus Mishnei Anoshim. So there's no problem. When she's coming into a room, but there's no problem of Yichud. There's two men there. No problem of Yichud. That the Venish is in the Pnimi. Him to go into that room, the man in that's in the Chitzayni to go into the Cheder HaPnimi, what is he doing there? He doesn't belong there. So there's also no shot. But if the men are in the inside room and the women are in the outside room, so then the men have to, when they want to leave the building, they go to the outside room. They have one man with two women. So that's a Shaila Yichud. B'masnise Tane Ipche. Now, the Gemara says, this is what Kahane says. The Baraisa says, Punkt Verkehr. What's Ipche? What does Rashi say? Ipche. Punkt Verkehr. Anoshim bachutz v'noshim bifnim. Choshish. Shema yichnas ha'echad lifnim. Maybe one will go inside. V'lo yargishu boi chaveirov. And Yenna, they won't realize that he went inside. So memele, so there's a shayla of Yichud. Anoshim bifnim. Anoshim bachutz. But if the men are on the inside room, anoshim bachutz, we're not afraid the woman that is outside might come in. The im tikonis ilifnim leich beson. If she comes in, the isha mishachedes mishnei anoshim. In the inside room, there's two men. Vim echad mehem yoytze lebein anoshim. Now, if one of them, if the men are pnimi and they're gonna go out, which Rav Kahane had said, so that's why it's also, because you have one man being misyachid with two women. Ain't a yichud, the mistafi shem yeitzi echad mem achav, shaydech apnimi malach yitzayim. So Rashi says, the Baraisa said, there's nothing to be afraid of. Because when, if the anoshim apnimiim, so memele, so one man is going to go out to the chedach yitzayim. So what do you say? You're afraid. You have one man with two women. There's no shmira. So he says, no, but he's scared. The other man also is going to go out through this cheder chitzayni. He doesn't know when the other man is going to go out. So memele, and the other man, when he wants to go out, that's the only way to go out. He is a potential person that's going to come into this cheder chitzayni. So there's no shash of yichud. That's what the Gemara says. So memele, so we have over here as follows. Rav Kahane said, if the men are the pnimiim and the noshim are chitzayniim, that's awesome. Because we're afraid one man will go from pnimi to chitzayni, so it's one man with two women. If the men are chitzaynim and the women are pnimiim, there's nothing to be afraid of. The men won't go out, won't go to the pnimi, and the women that go out, they always are in contact with two men. And the Baraisa said, Pungfakel, the men are chitzaynim, the women are pnimiim, we're afraid one man might go in to the women. But if the men are pnimiim and the women are chitzayniim, so there's nothing to be afraid of, even though one man might go out, but it's not called a mokim yichud, because he's afraid the other man might also go out. So he doesn't have any privacy in the cheder chitzayin. Zokte gemore, Omar Rabbi, hashtad Omar Rav Kahane hochi. Rav Kahane said one way, v'tanya, the Tana Masnisa Ifche, the Tana of the Baraisa said the opposite. Anan Nevad Lachumre, so we'll be Machma in all cases. Now I'd like to read for the Oilam, a Meiradike Chazaynish. And the Chazaynish understood this Gemara. And from this Gemara it comes out Amoyridike Kula La Aloche, which is very, very, very shriach. Now, first, the first Chazani says as follows. Nire. Rav Kahana had said, if you have Noshim Bifnim and Anoshim Bachut, no problem. Anoshim will not go inside, and the Noshim that can go outside is Anoshim Bachut. Nire. According to Rav Kahana, the Noshim Bifnim, the Ish Echad Bachut, you have two women in the Cheder Apnimi, one man in the Cheder Achitzai. This is bitter. May the Rav Kahana to Osa. Yes, Osa. So now the Chazanim says, I'm going to take it off. The Loi Mishum, he says, you have to understand what we're speaking about over here. The Loi Mishum, Dilmo Teitzeno Hanoshim Lechut. Snapshot is when the person is, there's one man in the Cheder Achitzayni, and he's worried, maybe the women will go out and they'll be in this Yichud. No. Ela Dechoshev Yichud Gomo Kecheder Echad. Since the women have to come out, so you can take away this wall already. This wall is non-existent. The women who are in the Cheder HaPnimi have to go out to the Chitzayni. So we're one big room. So if you have two women in the Cheder HaPnimi and one man in the Cheder HaChitzayni, so we have one big room. So two women with one man is Yichud. Rav Kahana was speaking about, you had two men in the Chitzayni, two women in the Pnimi, so fact it's one big room. So what's the problem, one big room? Two men and two women, there's no Yichud, because there's no problem. That's Yisoid number one. V'davke b'shnayim b'chud, Rav Kahana was only matter shnayim b'chud, di chashvinon kecheder echad muta. If you look at it as one room, so it's also muta. So then there's no problem. So now the Chazani said, I'm moichad the Kibbutz. That we have to look at this Kibbutz, not achshash. What might occur, the Isser is right now. Not the Isser is the might occur. And you have, I mean, he says, I'm moichad the Kibbutz, the Chazani. You have two women, according to Rav Kahana, two women in the Pnimi, one man in the Chitzayni. He's saying, till him for an hour, and then he goes out, and Baruch Hashem, no neshayinis, no problems. He'll come, Almadik Shait. I said, tell him this hour, Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. He'll tell him, what do you mean nothing happened? You're even Issa Yichud the whole hour. That's called one room. That's what Rav Kahana said. Then he says, but let's go, that's Yisoid number one. Yisoid, but Rav Kahana says, if you have two men in the Chitzayni, you need two women in the Pnimi, so let it be one room. There's no problem. But Rav Kahana said something else. But what if you have two men in the Pnimi and two women in the Chitzayni? Given Shadarach Pishalachut, again, since the Pnimi is gonna go to the Chitzayni, so it's called one room, Choshev Kechadarach, the fight of one room. So Kan Shoyle Benu, one room, so there's two of us, one room, so there's no problem. Of a Vagora Michadarach, the Hoche Yochel Echad Lotzei Svein Chavere Mishamroi. But the Takir is a loch of one room, but one room without a Chaver that I'm can be assured that's going to watch me. Because I can go out and he can stay here, and this wall, which in Lumbus is not considered a wall, but it'll take care of the Chav, he won't see what I'm doing. So therefore, Rav Kahana said, if you have two men in the Pnimi, and two women in the Chitzayni, so it's considered Lechumra one room, so therefore, because one person can go, he will go out, and he could go out, so considered one person is Misyachet. One person is Mishachet with two Noshim, but it's not considered I have a Shema, because Legabi that, who says that the other one will come out? So Memele, it's like we had that Baderech, we had if you have two men. So Baderech is not called you have two men, because one might go out. So you have a Yichud of a man with an Isha without a Shema. A Shema that is not a guaranteed Shema, is not a Shema. It's not a Shema. So Memele, so there Rav Kahana was Mach. Yeah. Ubezeh sover Rav Kahane, v'shnayim b'chutz mutter. V'loichashin en shema yovei lifnim. I let's be afraid that the one bachut will come with him? He says, that's no problem. That's a new situation. K'moy demuta be'pesach lo shusa rabin, avol gav de biyode linol hadeles, le'chashinin sheyinom. He says, but, let's say, Rav Kahane said, if you have two men in the outside room, two women in the inside room, so let us be afraid maybe one man will decide to go into the inside. You don't have to be afraid of that. If he does, he does. Then there'll be a problem. But Kozman, he doesn't do it. The situation, Ba'asher Hushom, is not a problematic situation. Because the derech is not to go in. So I don't consider it like it's one big room that he's there. Because the derech is for him not to go in. It's possible he can go in. That's true. Then he can change the situation. But I will not answer the matzav now because it's beyond to change. And he brings a raya from Yehav Pesach Pesuch Lishus Haram. You have a door open to Lishus Haram and you have a man and a woman there. Let's say according to the Shitas that although the door is closed, there's also no Dinyicha because it's not locked. So then Mutter Lishachid Ishvisha. Maybe he'll go and lock the door. Not Chayish. Ba'asher Hushom, there's no Yichud. This matzav is not a matzav of Yichud because someone can come in. He could change the matzav. If he changes the matzav, is another story. But Ba'asher Hushom, there's no Dinyichud. That is Shitas Rav Kahane. Now he goes further. Umanda Oso Soba. What's the svar of the Baraisa? The Baraisa said that there's two men bachut, two women bifnim. So it's also because we're afraid one might go in. We're afraid one might go in. That's what we're afraid of. Umanda Oso Soba. So why should we be afraid of that? Why isn't this called a new situation? Umanda Oso Soba. Given Shein Derech Pesach Hanoshim Ela Alayen. It's like this. I mean, The men in the cheder chitzoni know that the woman has to go out. Through them. That they know. So these men are expecting women visitors. I mean, that's the only way to go out of the house. They go out to do this. So memele is tokif yitzchoy. So it's called, I'm together with women already. I'm together. Yeah, they're there. I'm here. It's called tokif yitzchoy. V'choshiv kecheder echo. So it's considered, I'm with them already. It's not called a new situation. Knowing that they're going to come out, they'll be here, so it's considered, I'm together with them. No, boss, I have a shema with me. I don't have a shema with me. I can make sure the shema will be busy doing something else, and I'll go in there. So it's called, I'm together with the women, without a shema. So memele, that's the b'choshim kichederech. Fine. Klal tachazaynisha shayla. What will the halacha be? And this is a mer of the kishri of the kishayla. Our gemara is speaking about a cheder pnimi and a cheder chitzoni, an inside room and an outside room, and from the inside they go to the outside. So that makes a whole new halacha. What if you have two rooms and there's a door between them, and you have an outside door for one room and an outside door for the other room? What's the din over there? And you have a door, you could just open up the door. And shalom aleichem, aleichem, shalom, and finished. Is this also a mutter? Zokta eilike chazaynish, it's mutter. Because we don't have a gemara. We don't have a gemara that says that it's also. So you can have one man in one room, and one lady in the other room, and there's just a door between them, which is not closed, which is not locked, I mean, which is not locked. If it's open, the mamish in one room. But if you have, the door is closed, but not locked, so the Chazaynish says, we have two different rooms. Just like the Chazaynish says, let's say there wouldn't be a door between them. So I got news for you. Let's say each room is an outside door. So let us be afraid. He'll go out of the outside door, come around the other side, and knock on her door. That we're not afraid of. That's not called Yichud. That means she is an outside door to Achot, she is an outside door to Achot. That we're never afraid. He'll go out of his room, and he'll go to her room, and he'll enter. That's not called Yichud. She's in one room, he's in another room. He'll decide to enter our room. That's not Yichud. If he decides, then it'll be Yichud. Zukta Chazaynish, the same way. If there's a door in between them, since it is not Muchach that one should go from one room to the other room. So we are in two separate rooms, and Memela, that's not Yichud. That's why he says, that's not this Laloche. So that'll be mutter. And then he has one more shayla. He says, what will the din be Seish echad bechutz, vehi bifnim. So then we have to tell the pasuk and the baisa, this is also. Seish echad bechutz, and she can come in. He closed a shayla with the help of she'll lock the door. That means the door's locked. He can't. He says, then they near her, he wants to say to La Oilam Chaisin and Shahu Saicha Raisa. The Shash is on the Zacha. The Shash is not on the Nekeva. They say Yichud was on the Zacha. That's the whole shayla. So Memele. So he says, if she locked the door, if he locked the door, if he has a lock on the inside, that doesn't mean anything. But if she locked the door, so he said, could be his mutter, but then he lies by itself here.
Look to the mother writer. Rabbiya said, therefore, remachna. Abaye, daye, gulti, love, daye, kodi. So since all these cases are also, so they wanted to have an eitza how to be matter. So Abaye made whole rows of klicheres, and the other made a whole rows of noisy branches. Let's see what Rashi says. Look to Rashi. Gulti, mokim, mutzus, anoshim, venoshim. And he had a place where men and women came together. I was grosher, I was chuper. I misadel, kankanim, shalcheres, abe, venay. There's a lot of kankanim shalcheres. Shem yovei zei, so zei, yikash yishtu v'yishmakel. That when one went over into the other camp, they made a lot of noise. So everyone knew that someone's going from one camp to the other camp, some emela. So therefore, that then there's no shoshish anymore. Dayer loshin dori dori ro shuri shuri. Dayer konen besade kanen sheoiver aleim koilam nishmat. Like the branches that were very noisy, and the mailer, so if one would go over, he's announcing automatically that there's some mingling being done. Look to Gemara Baita. Omar Abaye, sakve deshata rigla. At sakve deshata rigla, riua shal yemoisa shanu liyichodi. The worst part, the weakest point of the year, the yichod al avere is yemoisa regal. The yaman tovim. That's the worst part. The most mishayim. Sheyesh kibutzas anoshim v'noshim v'shmoye adroshe. They come together to adroshe. V'noisim zeim zeim. It's very interesting. Both of them, the men and the women, start speaking about the adroshe together. Noisim v'noisim. One wife felt, oh, it was such a good adroshe. And then the other one pitches up. And then all of a sudden, they get very intimate to these people. They heard a common adroshe and everyone was giving their opinions about the drosha, and that some doubt that brings an intimacy which a whole year is not not shia. But here they come together, taf and noshim, they all come together, so the mele, this could bring about kilkulim. Zakve tadrish dure belaz. These are, it's like a sore. It's a sore point of the regal. The maskim lo lacham raya, they made the sores on the chamayim, the saddles made sore. Let us say, Taisvis, sakra de shata rigla, perish, riua shal yemaisa shana, the weakest point, worst point of the days of the year, yichud al avera, what is, that's yemais haregla. Sheyesh kvutzais anoshim, the noshim ushmei adroshim, but Taisvis has a different. The nice name, Ayin Zeh Ozeh. The one that looks at the other, and they're coming together, and they look. Someone says, that's what Mir, the God who says it, that the mother says, Shochim, Ramah Mesamcha, Hayum Mesameach Noshim Yontev, it dictates the Voynet. So Yontev, they come out with the nice colorful clothing, and they both come to Adroshe, so it's nice name Ayin Zels, so there all of us are just called Kludabas Melech Nimen. But if it comes out by the young and they come together with the nice clothing and the colorful clothing, the nice name Ayin Zels. The Yesh Oimrim, Lekach Nogul, Lisanit, Lacha Pesach, Lacha Tukis, that's the reason of Tainus Bahab, after Pesach and Tukis, because the Yontif can bring it with itself to after effects of Ches. So that is why there's the union of fasting the Ham. With the Gemara Vaita, Hanach Shviyasa, La Soilin Adoyt. There were Shviyas, there were women that had been captured, and they came to Nadoy. So, the step number one is you have the Mitzvah Pidyon Shviyas. So, Askino, well, they were played there. Now, we have some Shviyas, so where do we put them now? Where do we stick these women? Rabbi Rav Amram Chasidah. So, they put it in the house of Rav Amram Chasidah. He had two floors. We'll see now, perhaps this is what the Sinti Gemara before better also. He had mentioned yesterday there was a ladder, but it seems there was an inside ladder. There was an aruba in the inside. There was like a skylight. And there was a ladder. You can go from the inside that. You didn't have to go on the outside. There was an outside ladder also. There was an inside ladder. So now, they brought them to Rav Amram Chasidah. And so they're on the top floor. He's on the bottom floor. Ashkulo dargo mikamayu. And the ladder was taken away. We'll see, this was a very heavy ladder. This was taken away. So now there's no oifen besides the helicopter from going downstairs to upstairs. They were fine, no problem. Bahadi de kachote chodeminayu. Now one of the shvuyas, they were upstairs, and again there was like a skylight over there. So she was passing by. Nofal nohoire beipuma. So it seems she had a ponim meira, she had a radiant face. And somehow, Rav Amram Chasidah saw this. And shoklai tzmemele, and this was ma'ira, ataiva in Rav Amram Chasidah. Shoklai Rav Amram ledalgo. So here what happened. So Rav Amram took this ladder. The loy ave yochlin beyasar le midlaya. 10 people couldn't pick up this ladder. It was a very heavy ladder. But with one person with a Yetzer Hara, you can do wonders. So Memele, Dalya Lechuda, he himself picked up the ladder. Solik Vosel, he's going up to the second floor. Kimote Lepalge Dalge, he's up halfway. Ipshach, he spreads out his feet. Roma Kolon, he starts screaming, Nure Be Amram, there's a fire burning in the house of Amram. There's a fire burning. Also, Rabbonon started running, there's a fire. And they see the whole story. They see maybe there's no fire. They see the whole story. The ladder, and he's in the middle of the ladder, and they know who's upstairs. Omre le Rabbonon, kesatino. You embarrassed us. I mean, this is a Talmud Chasidah. This is a Ben Taira. This is a Talmud Kochen. Omre lohu. They told them, mutiv. Like, this became, this, everyone's gonna know about it. They were screaming a fire, and everyone's coming. Amalu, so he told them, Mutter, Tichsefi, Be Amram Baal Mordain. It's better that Amram should be embarrassed on this world. Tichsefi, Minei La Almadosi. It's better that the embarrassment came now, not on the Lachame Vesel. Ashbe, now he was already, if he had control of the situation, so he was Mashbiya his Yetzer, the Yanpik Minei. But the Yetzer Hora should leave him. Nofak Minei. He left him, Taka. Kiyamuda denura, like a pillar of fire. Omale, so he told the Yetzirah, Chazi, Ba'at nura, you're a fire, Ba'ano bisva, and I'm a boss of the dawn, Ba'ano adif namilach, and I was able to, Lemaise, I was able to control myself. This was an embarrassing, but it was an embarrassing thing for him to do, but he did it. He wasn't nifshal. What does Rashi say? Let's see what Rashi says. It's Rashi. Asokinu shesiv alem liftaisa. He told them to be paid. The nosnum baliyos, they were put in the second floor. Adi de kachol pichodim inai, shoisei veres eitzel pi arube. She was walking by the opening of the skylight, shemina liya labayis. Nofol nohira bipuma, nofol ir bebayis, terech pi ali, shaya poneho meira. She had a radiant face. Because solik letoiva. And he came to be Teveya. Avshech hirchim upisik raglov. He spread out his feet. Lamoy bimkoymoy bechazoke. He's not moving. He's just screaming. Nizgaba al yitzle. Amanur be Amram. Hizik ne ashkun el yosef. All the neighbors should come. Lovei lechabes ad leika. Kedei sheyechta al me yitzle. Sheyizbayish mehem. That he'll be ashamed of them. And that's what he needs. He needs עושה רבונו שהיו סבורים שהיו שם דלקה אשפה רבם ומייצה או שייצה ממנו זאת לגמור הביתה רב מאיר הרבה מסלויצת בעברי הבאר רב מאיר used to make lezones of עברי הבאר so what should he make lezones? אומר I'm used to say שנקל is גבל היצרי מייר not such a big deal to fight your Yetzer. If you want, you can do it. It's not some amelo, all the Balei Averas used to laugh at them. Why can't you control yourself? It's not such a big deal. Yoyim echad idmelei sotin ke itse bach ach gise denare. One day, the sotin not to show them who the Yetzer is. These people are not, it's not a bed of roses to be leichem with the Yetzer. So he was idmelei sotin ke itse. Like a woman, Bahach Gisa Banan, on the other side of the river. Loi Havi Mavre, there was no ferry to bring him. If I may have that problem, I get over to the other side. Nokat Mitzra. So he went in, and there was a board, a flimsy board that was over the river, in place of a bridge. And there was a rope from one side to the other side, so when you went balancing yourself on the board, you were holding on to the rope, you shouldn't fall down. So Memele, Nokat Mitzlo is holding on to the rope, the Ka'ova, and he's going over this river. Kimoto Palga Mitzlo. When he went over half of the after half of the rope, Shofke, for the Yetzahore, let go of it. That means the Yetzahore was still now he was using his koiches, he stopped. Oma, he told him, he loved the Kamachazi, Berekia, Hizoru, Beramei, Beteirosai. He says, you know, you think it's so easy, things are going good. He says, you know, this, my hands are tied with you. There's Achroze Beshamai. Izoru beramei beterosai. Said, you be careful. Don't chapel with ramei. So my hands are tied. He says, if it wouldn't be for this achroze, shavisi ledomoch tarti moi, I would make your value be worth 2 cents. It'd be worthless. I could make you such ashem lot, I could make you such achroite. It's impossible. No, because the schutz of your teire, some emele to the special special shmire for Lemdei Torah from a mele, so that is why things are going, but don't be misplaced on those people, they don't have your chosen, so they're going through difficult times, don't be misplaced on them, it's not as easy as you make it. That's the other same shot that the marshal was, that the issue was on the other side and there's water in between, so you know what's holding you back from the issue, there's a barrier of water. The Torah is being megan on you. Now, there's a ha'orah from the Marsha, you have to know close how we understand this Gemara. Mitad Echad, the Gemara says in Masech Tesukeh that the Yetzirah, Oza v'Sohumais, Mizgare v'Yisroel, Oza v'Yisroel, Mizgare v'Tamid Echad. The Gemara says that the Yetzirah is his greatest Esek is with Tamid Echad. The Gemara says, "Nesuki mishabrov and mechaber itzay godlin." So this the Marsha brings down. So mitzad echot, we see that there's a greater giri hayetzer. By the greater the Talmud Chacham is, the greater the giri hayetzer is. It's kedai to tell over a maise. It was once a maise that the goyim was sitting by a suda, and someone stood up by the suda and gave a drosha. And the drosha was as follows: "Said Alavai, I would have the goyim's yetzahore, and no one should have my yetzahore." He started elaborating. He said, what does my yetzahore tell me? To learn the whole day. He knows it's a losing battle. He said, learn a little bit. A little bit. The best, a little bit learn. What does the goyim's yetzahore tell him? Not to learn the whole day. It's ridiculous. He says, 1 minute stop. You learn the whole day. 1 minute rest. But the whole day you learn. So he said, so the goyim's yetzahore tells him to rest 1 minute and learn the whole day. My yetzahore tells me to learn a little bit from the rest of the day. So you see which is better? So the goyim was there, so he said, Chas v'shalom, you don't know what my yetzahore is telling me. al kaponim, but leidach isa we find that there's such a seder also. Izoru meirameyo betayrosoi. Agavuche, the alshach hakodesh, and when he's mevayo the chayta ego, so the alshach hakodesh says, pshat, agamor na vayzor. The gamor na vayzor says, rehoyu yisrael ruuyim lo isay maise. They weren't loyi to do such a thing. Elo lohayresh tshuva l'rabin. That's why, rehoyu ruuyim. What does the Gemara mean? They want roi. What does that mean? So the Al Shech HaKadosh says, even we're on the highest madrege then, after Matan Torah. And a person on a high madrege has a haftoche that Rav Meir had, Hizoru me Rav Meir v'teirosoi, they have also this protection. This is a bezunder schus. Hizoru me Rav Meir v'teirosoi, they also had this schus. And if this schus would have been this kayim, then that would have been a chetei. But this schus was taken away from them. So the schus was taken away. I mean, the Nisoyin with all its magnitude shouldn't have occurred because of their gewaldic schus. But was taken away. They still had bechira. But the Nisoyin, we can't begin to be massive, the godless of the Nisoyin. And the cheshbon was, afilu, there'll be nishal in this Nisoyin. But we will gain lohayresh tshuva l'rat. That's in the maila of tshuva. Let's just learn one more ma'aseh. Rabbi Kiva, Abba Misloitzis, Ba'ivrei Abeire, he also was ridiculing Ba'ivrei Abeire. Yoim echad idme leisotin ki itse berei shtiklo. On top of a dekel. Noktei le diklo, so he grabbed the dekel with a solid portal. He mota le palge de diklo, shofke to the Yitzhar, let go of it. Omi lav de michesi, for the key is over Rabbi Kiva, but he rossi, shabisi, le tomoch, harti, moi. Let us just see Rashi. This latest Rabbi Rima Shnekel is Gabo Yitzchim, who you write him. Idmelei Sotan, the Yitzchor. I think Rashi had a kasha because there's three tops that he has. Ua Sotan, or Yitzchor, or Malachamovitz. The Yitzchor is Yerid the Master, Sotan is Oilo Mastin, and then Yerid the Night on the Shalom. Oh, he and what? From a Mele, so how does the Sotan come here? It's not the Sotan. The Yitzhara, the Hu Yitzhara, the Sada, of the Yitzhara, he did. Achisa, the marvelous Tadashani Shemeva Ramayim, have a marvelous Finis Amabris. Look at Mitzvah, Chevel, Masuach, Mitzvah, Tanoh, Svosi, Vaisim, Roy, Lova Yodav Kotzer, Hamutu, Baruchav, Hanoh, Shopke, Yitzhara, Ramayim. Dachmer, I think the Ben Yodah says, we have to understand Amir, the Kedah. Each one was the first Maisa with Rav Amram, was responsive, became the good day, called up, the second mice and third mice, there was only one person who knew about it. Rameya knew about it, Rabbi Kiva knew about it. So how do we know about it? It's because Rabbi Kiva told over this mice, you know, he wanted to tell this Talmidim, you should know what the Kaich HaYetzer is. Rameya told over the mice, Rabbi Kiva told over the mice, and that's how we know this mice.